Hare Krishna. Today is the disappearance day of Sripad Madhavacharya. Madhavacharya is that great personality who appeared in India for the purpose of establishing the truth of the form of the Lord, as well as shaming and defeating Mayavad philosophy, which denies both the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as well as that of his form. These two things were missions given to Madhvacharya by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they met in Mayapur when Madhvacharya was on parikrama, and he came to Mayapur, and in Mayapur Lord Chaitanya revealed himself to him and told him that you continue these two activities, preach against Mayavad philosophy and make known the truth of the deity form of the Lord, and that will please me very much. In fact, Lord Chaitanya had said that he would adopt these two facets, these two aspects of Madhvacharya's sampradaya, and incorporate them into Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So we also see that these are very much current within our own Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada had introduced these same principles to us, the importance of deity worship and defeating Mayavad philosophy. Madhvacharya is not an ordinary person. He is an incarnation of Vayu, of Bhishma Dev himself, and so he was very vigorous. Is there very powerful, physically very strong? Madhvacharya was also physically very strong, but he was also very, very powerful and very vocal in his defeat of his opponents. So much so that Mayavadis would just go out of their way to and take a wide girth to make sure that they didn't cross tracks with him, because if they did, then they would have to do one of two things. Either they would have to surrender to him, or they have to give up their bodies. As Krishna says, Sakirti Chapi Bhutani Kata Shanti Tevayam. So, dishonor is worse than death. To be dishonored, to lose in a debate, then either you accept, oh, this is a great honor, because I've actually found the absolute truth, what I'm really looking for, and therefore it's my privilege to be able to surrender to a greater personality, or one is not really sincere about spiritual advancement, and therefore isn't interested in surrender. And in that case, they would give up their lives. Mayavadis would give up their lives. Of course, he transformed many Mayavadis into pure Vaishnavas. When a great personality like Madhvacharya leaves this world, it's a great loss. It's a terrible loss. How can we make up for it? The only way that we can really compensate is to live with them by following their instructions, by following their personal example. You see, this is Srila Prabhupada's mission, the Visesha Shunyavadi, and it's ours as well. Who are the Mayavadis we're meant to be preaching against? Well, in reading Chaitanya Charitamrita just now, Srila Prabhupada made the statement that 98% of all the philosophers, religionists that we come in contact with around the world are all either contaminated by or just out and out proponents of Mayavad philosophy. So more or less everyone that we meet, in the same way that one needs to clear a garden of weeds in order to be able to plant the flowers. If we really want to plant the seeds of pure devotional service in people's hearts, let them know about the glories of the Supreme Lord, of his pastimes, qualities, and so on, then first this misconception that I'm God needs to be removed, or that I can be God, or I can merge into God, and that God is Maya. And for this, we need to practice the process of deity worship, as Madhvacharya had taught it, and we should also purify our hearts of this tinge of impersonalism, this desire for independence, desire not to surrender, and the best way to do that, of course, we have to practice seriously, is by preaching to others. And when we preach to others, and simultaneously, we're also preaching to ourselves, and we're doing a great service, that same service that very much pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that he personally also participated in. A real proponent, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, went out also in search of Mayavadis, and he also preached in order to counteract their influence and to properly establish the real truths of Vedic literature and the real truth, period. So today is day when Sri Padmadhvacharya disappeared from this world, a great loss for us, but we can live with him by following his instructions. Hare Krishna.